Ryan, Kevin Morning Show, Wanda Smith, talking to Andre 3000, three shows this weekend in Centennial Olympic Park, talking All Is By My Side, the biopic about Jimi Hendrix. And it goes like early 60s before Jimi Hendrix is famous, before he has that confidence. And I think a lot of people are going to be surprised by that part of the film. Isn't that kind of where we are with the movie?
It's really about what made him, the people that supported him, you know, the people that kind of nurtured him to help him get there. Because, and it happens in a lot of artists' career, you know. You know, you can look at old Outkast tape, you can look at old Beyonce tape, old Kanye tape. It's kind of like you kind of start from this, like, little bitty dream, and then you get on stage, and sometimes you're nervous, you know, and you have to build, you know, that performing confidence. You have to even be confident in what you're doing. And sometimes it takes years. And, I mean, even for someone that we know as a guitar god like Hendrix, you look at his early footage, you know, like in Paris, and he wasn't as confident, you know.
Right.
The moves weren't, you know, the same. So even for him, like a person who didn't like his voice, he didn't even want to be the front man in the band. He just wanted to be the guitarist to start off. And I think this movie is really showing you that, you know, it starts somewhere. Like, no one, well, maybe there's some people that just jump on the stage and they just superstars from the jump, but some of us have to work at it. And, you know, Hendrix was one of them. And I think this movie will show, you know, the two women that was in his life, you know, him going to London, how much that meant to him. You know, London was jumping. It was swinging 60s. So, you know, he was meeting new people, new sounds. He'd never played through an amp that loud before. So it was all these people. He was meeting Eric Clapton, you know, people that he looked up to. So it was like a really, really, really exciting time in his life. And I think this movie is really important because we get to see that before we go into all the, you know, all the YouTube footage that we've seen.
Right.
Him being really confident and burning the guitar and all that kind of stuff. You know, he'd actually practiced that. That wasn't the first time he'd done it before. So
okay.
People don't know that kind of stuff. But, you know, nobody's perfect. Everybody grows. And I think it's the human side of Hendrix more than anything.
We're talking to Andre 3000 right now. Getting ready for a weekend of Outkast, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Centennial Olympic Park. Sold out shows every night. Talking movies, talking music. You know, the one question that people always ask me is like, why does Andre just poke his head out every now and then he'll appear on the track and shock everybody, and then he'll go back inside? Like, was that by design, man?
No, I mean, it's not really by design. It's really, you know, I just kind of move, you know, whichever the way the wind blowing. And, you know, sometimes artists reach out and they say, hey, we want you on this song, and I love it. And if I can write to it, you know, I get on it. I mean, everybody knows if I can write to it, I'm with it.
Right.
I mean, there have been songs that I've loved that I wanted to be on. Like, I mean, for example, like... Bands that make y'all dance. I was supposed to be on the remix, but I just couldn't, you know, I couldn't conjure up something that I really liked on it. So I just kind of let it go. But it's kind of one of those things where, you know, if I'm moved by it and I can do something that I feel is cool, I do it. And that's pretty much how my career has always been. So it's not like it's a strategic plan to kind of
right.
like jump in and out.
And you talk about, you know, your relationship with Seven, and I say, you know, one of the best things about having a son is that I can bounce things off of him. He'll tell me yay or nay, even though I make up my own mind. But how much credibility do you give him when you say, hey, what do you think about this when you record something? Do you let him hear it? And, you know, if he says, nah, Dad, that ain't it, do you actually go back and change it?
Well, no, I hadn't really gotten that from him, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I trust his ear a lot because he has a great ear on his own. I can tell it. You know, we actually sit and, you know, we debate songs. You know, we talk about what's cool, what he thinks is cool, what I think is cool. He'll tell me what he hates, and sometimes we agree on a lot of things. Sometimes we won't, but for the most, he has a great ear for some reason. You know, when he was younger, it's funny. I got to tell the story.
Okay.
When he was younger, he had to be about 8 years old, and he said, Dad, you know what I want to be? He said, I want to be a hype man. That's all I want to be. And he said, I want to be Ludacris's hype man. I don't know. He used to love Ludacris. And he was like, man, I just want to back him up. That's all I want to do. And I was like, all right. Well, I said, well, by the time you get up there, man, I said, I don't know what Ludacris is going to be doing. But, you know, he's always been in the music, you know, in that kind of way. So when he has his opinion about stuff, you know, I listen to it. He turned me on to stuff. So,
right. Well, that's good, you know, then.
Yeah.
When people look at, and I always say, I remember Ray and watching Jamie Foxx get off that bus. And even though I knew him and we kind of did a lot of things together, I mean, once he came off that bus, he was no longer Jamie Foxx. I looked at him as being Ray and never looked back at him at any other way. Is that how you want people to picture you? Like, when you really got into it, do you feel like you pulled it off where people are going to see Jimi Hendrix?
Yeah, well, I hope so. I mean, you have to go see the film to check it out. We've been getting great responses, and, you know, a lot of people have been saying, you know, that's what they see. A lot of times when we were even making the movie, and I would be in the makeup trailer, you know, getting my hair rolled up in rollers to do certain parts, and we had, like, pictures around of Hendrix and, you know, pictures around of myself just to make sure that we were keeping the days consistent.
Right.
Sometimes they would get them mixed up, you know, which let me know that we were kind of going the right direction.
Wow.
And, you know, I've just heard, you know, people that have gone to see the movie, you know, they were in it. So I just hope that we did Jimmy a great service, and that's really all I'm concerned about.
That's all that matters, man. I mean, 30 seconds here. I want to talk about Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's a great weekend. I mean, there are, you know, we got about 1 million folks, you know, listening right now. They hadn't heard you in a while other than on a verse. I'm just going to let you close it out, man. Tell them what they're going to see Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, because I know it's going to be just Dungeon Family thick.
Well, I can't really give away everything, but it's going to be interesting all 3 days. All 3 days will be different, closing with Outkast. I mean, you'll get all the hits that you've known and loved. Hopefully you get them in a new way. We should have fun. You never know what it's going to be. You never know how the show is going to go until you jump out on the stage, to be honest. So hopefully we'll have a good time.
Oh, we're going to have a good time, man, because them tickets sold out in like 5 seconds, bro.
Oh, yeah. And, man, I just got to say thank you all to Atlanta, because that really meant a lot, you know, just the support, to know, and just to know where the city has come from. And I know when we first started, you know, people really didn't have their eyes on Atlanta or the South, you know, in general. And so I'm just happy to see it come full circle, because right now, you know, Atlanta is pretty much influencing the whole world.
Right.
And that's everybody. I'm talking about we were in, like, Norway and Japan, and you got producers that make trap music that ain't even know nothing what trap is. Don't even know what that is.
Right.
So what I'm just saying is it's important now that it's full circle and people are respected in a certain way. And, you know, we're just having fun and having our own say in it. So thank y'all. Thank y'all for supporting the band. We're going to have fun.
There you go. I'm going to end it right here. It is going down, man. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. All Is By My Side opens Friday in theaters around the world. So make sure you check it out. Andre 3000, Andre Ben-Hameen, represent Tri-City ATL to the fullest, man.
Yes, sir.